From Digitiki.com.
I don't understand that poverty stalks the streets of Paris.
Yes.
We are so poor. We do not even have a language. Just a stupid accent.
She's right. We all talk like Maurice Chevalier.
Repeat after me. Death to King Louis. Let's end this meeting on a high note.
Welcome to the Quiet Village.
Oh, Bernays, don't get saucy with me, Bernays. I love that intro. That is incredibly...
Death to King Louis!
Anyway, welcome back for part two of French Polynesian music or French Hawaiian music with our very special guest, George Bollenrand, who is an avid collector of international Hawaiian music. He also did the German Hawaiian music. And if you did not listen to that episode, definitely go back to the archives and check it out. There's lots of cool things in that one. We are going to continue with part two now. I hope you enjoyed part one. I learned a lot, and there's a lot of new music I didn't have. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got to find it. So here we go. We're going to dive right back in with a continuation of French Hawaiian music with George Bollenrand. Here, cheers. I've got my Bordeaux right here, which is apropos. Here we go. Oh, more French. There we go. All right, let's go. Let's go.
Thank you.
of the Islands was the first one by Danny Stewart, which I know of Danny Stewart quite a bit. And this is a 58 release from France. Well, new old sandwich is what you called this set, because we had some couple of old ones and a new one in the middle. So the sandwich middle was Swamp Fire from 2020. Is the band called Tiki Paradise, or is that the name of the album?
Correct. The band's called Tiki Paradise.
Tiki Paradise. So see, I had not heard of them, and they are from, and I'm going to mispronounce this again, R-E-N-N-S, France. So it's probably Rennes, France, I would assume. I don't know. France, yes. In the name of the people of France, France.
Okay. Oui, oui.
And then the last song was Hawaii New Appel, I would say, by Gino Pordini. He is, and you told me he was Italian in origin, but he moved to France. And this is from the 1940s, which is pretty cool. So fantastic. Yes, my mind, I'm sorry, I can never do anything straight. So my mind keeps going to Death to King Louis. And
I was able to visit France in 1981 with my family, and we went to Nice, France, and I have a very vivid memory of it because I was only 12 years old, and it was the first time I'd ever seen women in bikinis that were missing the top part of their bikinis. It was very ooh la la for me.
There you go. Yeah. That's okay. Let's move on. What do you got?
I think that the gentleman called Marcel Bianchi deserves his own episode, but let's just give him his own set for now. Here he's in a band called Les Hawaiian Troubadours, released in 1970. Take it away, Marcel.
Thank you.
Okay, Marcel Bianchi set in between L'Amour et Saint-Bien and the last song we've heard is a tune called Moon Over Burma, released by Marcel Bianchi in 1945. That was released in Switzerland, which was where Marcel Bianchi lived his life pretty much for the duration of World War II. Mm. He moved from France to Switzerland and then returned to France after the war. Mm-hmm. And the last tune we heard in that set was a tune called Amor de Hawaii, by a band called the Hawaiian Troubadours, released in 1964, of which Marcel was a member.
So moving on to the final set.
No, almost.
Almost the final set. Okay.
Two more sets to go.
Two more sets.
I call this set Aloha/Awa. I started out with a band called Les Coconados, released in 1974 in France. This tune is called La Mer, right here on the Quiet Village.
You did that like a pro, man. That was brilliant. All right. So, okay. So I am going to attempt to do this set right here. At the top of that set, we heard La Mer, and forgive me again. The artist was
Les Coconados, an Italian group. The album's released in France.
Okay, very cool. And then in the middle of that set, we heard Amor Wahini by John Ta'aroa from 1989. And as you said, that is, you believe that is a digital, it's available digitally, so people can find it. And then a great tune here. I really love this one because of the airplane. Fly to Hawaii. The plain American version would say Gene Hemmer, but I think you're right. It's probably Jean Hemmer from 1989. He is Swiss, you said, but he moved to France. So that release is from 1989. Okay.
A French release from 1989.
Right.
It's almost time to buckle up your seatbelts and put your tray tables back in their upright position, extinguish your cigarettes. Right. But in the meantime, please enjoy your Mai Tai. This set, I called it Coup de Grâce. It's our final set. And it started off with a tune called Zooby Zooby Zoo, released in 2012. This rendition is by the Martini Kings. It was originally released in France by an artist called, I'm sure I'm butchering the name here, but like as you put it, I'll pronounce it American style, Gillian Hills, originally released in 1960. That's going to be followed by a track called C'est Très Joli, recorded by Sandy Warner, released in 1959. Sadly, Sandy Warner passed away in 2022.
Yeah.
And I have not seen any tribute or acknowledgement of her passing anywhere significant. So I'd like to give her the respect now and thank her for this music and for the beautiful album covers that she was part of. She was the cover model for many of Martin Denny's fantastic album covers.
Yes, iconic.
And the final track we're going to hear is a tune called, I can't pronounce it well, but I'll try. J'attendrai. And this was recorded for a Hawaiian radio broadcast. My best guess is from 1959-ish.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4. Thank you.
with a smile, wipes the frost from every window pane, and romance is in style in the spring when every living thing is all aglow. Gay Perry is calling you and me, why don't we go? If you're
Let them pass. classico cambato tristement dans mon cœur bleu. Et pourtant j'attendrai
beautiful, ladies and gentlemen, Alfred de Panca, Jos André.
Okay, that was the Coupe de Gracie, or
that's right, Madame Weasel.
Bugs Bunny would say that it's the Coupe de Gracie.
That's right. So, I know you're a Bugs Bunny fan, so as am I. Bugs Bunny is my hero.
Well, you sent me that. You sent me that clip too of the two chefs fighting over Bugs Bunny, which I love.
No.
Well, what is that? He tries to show them how to make something.
Yeah.
Something for Bayou Rabbit.
Oh, that's right. Bugs Bunny, Bordelais, Bayou Rabbit.
Bordelais.
Oh, a la Antoine.
A la Antoine. I love that. All right.
Just real quick, a French Hawaiian piece of history. Way back in 1849. The French sacked Honolulu. That's right. This is not a joke. The French sacked Honolulu.
You sent me this. This is fascinating. I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt.
Well, it's a kind of long story, but in a nutshell, the French were really angry with the Hawaiians, and the French presented the Hawaiian government with a list of demands. The demands were not met, so some French Marines invaded Hawaii, and a few days later, they left.
They just oh my God.
They were laughed at, ridiculed by the Hawaiians, and teased and tormented. And after a few days, they packed up and left.
That's hilarious. I love that. Fascinating. George, thank you for joining us. We're probably over time at this point, but this music was fantastic, and I am so glad to have you back, and it was wonderful. So, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this little history lesson and little trip to France. So, before we go, people want to get in touch with you. How can they do that?
If anybody would like any copies, any digital copies of this out-of-print music, then you can reach me at Instagram, and my handle there is Tiki Matches. I post scans of vintage Tiki matchbooks on Instagram. It's one of my other weird hobbies, so you can get in touch with me there if you'd like. If you're going to get in touch with me and tell me that I have mispronounced your language, please send your comments to Digitiki.
Right, send them all. And that's another thing I forgot to mention was you're a matchbook collector for Polynesian and tropical restaurants, and you have shown me some beautiful stuff. I mean, think about the small size of the artwork they had to work with, and there's some gorgeous stuff. Absolutely gorgeous.
I strongly agree, and I'm glad you get a kick out of it.
I do. I love those. The artwork is fantastic. So definitely drop him a line. George Ball and Rand, we are so excited to hear from you. I was really happy to get this. I know we talked about doing this for so long, and we finally got it together.
I know. We live on the same island, but we live on the opposite ends of the island, so it's hard for us to get together. But I'm glad we were able to do this. Merci. It's been an honor to be on your program once again. Please keep up the good work. Bonjour.
Bonjour. Aloha.
Hey, and don't forget, spread aloha wherever you can.
Thank you.